I want to share with you one of the most powerful chesed stories you will probably ever hear in your life. Reb Moshe David Chartkova, the Heilige Chartkova Rebbe, who was grad and enakel of the Ramah, but Chartkov dynasty was with Malchus, the original Malchus. It was like a king, like a prince. So Reb Moshe David Chartkova gave out tremendous amounts of money of tzedakah, especially before Yom Tov. And one year, as he was coming to give out money for tzedakahs before Yom Tov, they ran out of money, and he had a lot of aniyim he needed to give money to. So he took his son, who was then a teenage bacher, the future, the one who's going to take over the dynasty of Chartkov, the famous Rabbi Yisrael Chartkov, who was a famous Rebbe of Rameya Shapiro. He called him, he sent the shamash to go call his son Rabbi Yisrael. He said, please go start knocking on some doors to go collect tzedakah for Yom Tov. We still need money. The Gabbayim looked at him. In Chartkov, it was like being a melech, the Rebbe. This is the future of the one who's going to, take over the Chartkov dynasty. He was mamish like a melech, a prince. You're going to send him to go knocking on doors? So Reb Moshe David Chartkov said, listen carefully to the story I'm going to tell you about my Zayda, the Heilige Ramah, the Ramah of Shulchan Aruch, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. Listen to this story and you'll understand why I'm sending my son to knock on doors. He said, in the time of the Ramah, there was a person who was called Moshe the Shikr. That's what he was called in the city of Prague, where the Ramah was the Rav. He was called Moshe the Shikr. And he used to go and he used to collect money. He had a little bit of he worked a little bit. He collected money for himself. But basically what it was, every Friday on Erev Shabbos, he would go into the place where they sold drinks. And he would take the money that he saved up, that he went ahead during the week, and give the money and order a huge alcoholic drink and go drink it all up. And it was known that he would come in to shul, when it come Kabbalah Shabbos time, he would walk in shikr. He would walk in shikr from his huge drink that he took, however much percent it was. He would come in shikr. He was called Moshe the Shikr. He said, one time, as his usual minig, he came Friday afternoon, and he came in, he was about to walk in. He walked into the place already, with his money that he saved up the whole week to go get his drink. And all of a sudden he hears a lady saying, ah, Moshe the Shikr, you're buying yourself a drink. And me, I'm so poor, I don't have money to light candles, to buy candles to light Shabbos licht. And I have no bread for challah to make hamotzi on. And this Moshe the Shikr turned and sees this lady. And he had a tremendous battle broke out in himself. He had he had money that he could give her to go buy Shabbos candles, give this lady, and buy challah. But Lamaisa, this is his whole week. He looks forward to this drink. Lamaisa, he had a mighty battle within him, and he gave her the money. She thanked him very much, and she left. Then he tried to get on credit, and the person wouldn't give him anything. He knew he didn't really have any money. He saved it up the whole week, and he left. And he had nothing to do. He was very depressed. He went and he lay down. And what happened? He took a short rest and he was passed away in his sleep. He was nifter. You hear? A shocking thing. The Chevra Kadisha was summoned, but they had no time to get him ready. They had no time before Shabbos to make the Levaya. So they put the body away to get it ready to do right away after Shabbos to take care of the Kfura. That Friday night, the Ramah was sitting and learning. And while the Ramah sitting and learning, in walks Moshe the Shikr. Remember, Moshe the Shikr is a chayna levracha, but the Ramah didn't know about it. It just happened that he was nifter. Moshe the Shikr walks in to the Ramah and says, Rebbe, I'm here to tell you, the Ramah, that in Shemayim there's a taina on you. There's a taina on you in Shemayim. The Ramah is in the middle of learning. He looks up at Moshe the Shikr. He says, Moshe, I know you get shikr on Erev Shabbos, the Friday night. Please, I'm in the middle of learning. Please don't make jokes with me. So Moshe the Shikr said, I'm not making any jokes. I'm not alive. I'm dead. I died right before Shabbos. I'm coming from Shemayim to tell you a message. So the Rama said, please don't make jokes with me. I'm in the middle of learning. Please, please. I knew you took too many drinks. You had too strong of a drink tonight. He said, you don't believe me? The place where the bodies are in that time was right next to the shul. You could go see my dead bodies there. They didn't have time to bury me yet. The Rama looks at him. The Rama got up. He went into the place, and there was a talus over there, and he looked in, and there was the body, one body, was Moshe the Shikr's body. The Rama walked back in. It shows who the Heilig Rama was. He didn't lose his composure. The Rama came back in, and the Rama said, okay, yeah, I see that it's true. You were Nifter. So the Rama said, but one thing I want to ask you, before you tell me what your time is on me, he says, you were just Nifter. You didn't have your Levaya yet. You're a Moshe the Shikr or whatever, but you're so chashim. You're already coming from Shemaim to give me messages? What's going on over here? So Moshe the Shikr said, I want to tell you. You know how I was able to come give you a message? Because I gave away my last few coins that I needed for my drink so desperately. And I gave it to this poor lady, told him over the story, that Koyach HaChesed went and wiped my whole slate clean. And I'm going straight to Olam Haba, straight to Gan Eden, he said. And he says, you know why I was nifted right away? Because Bezal Shamayla wanted me. The Psak was that Hashem said, I have to come right away into Gan Eden. I did such an unbelievable chesed. I gave away my last money that it cleaned my whole slate. So therefore, Hashem made me be nifter. I shouldn't have time to ruin it. He says, wow. Then he says, the taina on you is that you don't go around collecting enough money that there's such poor people in the city of Krakow. The Rama said, but I go to rich people collecting. He said, but you don't go to the poor, you don't go knocking on every door. The Rama said, okay, for now on, I'm going to collect on all the doors so that there should be no time on Shemayim on me. So he said this over this story to Moshe David Shartkeva. He says, now you know why I'm telling my son, Reb Yisrael Shartkeva, to do it, so there should be no Taina on us.